That was, from a spectator's point of view, it was quite a tense, nervous headache time.
In what way, Rupert? You tell me.
Well, just the odd mistake, Charlotte, that made it a bit closer than perhaps many of us may have anticipated.
Yeah, I mean, it was only the ones, really, that let the performance down. And I tried them the first time and you made a mistake. And then I was thinking, oh, should I try and get them in again? So I tried again on the second line and I don't know, where you just... I think he's got a thing with them now, and he's done it all week. You know, yesterday he made, like, the last one, he made a mistake in it, and outside he's been, you know, really good with them, and he just goes in there, and I'm not really sure. So, yeah, it's only one movement. That's all it is at the end of the day that it's cost me, and, I mean, I was really happy with the rest of it, so...
And this is a very demonstrative crowd.
Yeah, I could really feel that, and, you know, obviously... Following Christina, you could really see and hear and feel it as I went in, how much they were behind her. And that's probably the toughest part of being here, is having to deal with that, because you know they're rooting for their nation the whole time. And when I walked in, there was a huge atmosphere. They were applauding, you know, obviously her score just came up as I went in, and so then I had to deal with that as well. And then obviously then I had a shot of Isabel stuffing her face with something, which then, you know, as I went to start, the crowd are laughing, you know, so there was a lot to kind of in my mind deal with at the very beginning. So I think I handled it quite well, and yeah, I mean, overall I'm thrilled.
Of all then the wins, did this feel like the toughest and most hard-fought win of your career?
Yeah, definitely, and I knew it would be coming here. I knew, you know, after last year I experienced the same sort of feeling, and I was prepared for that coming here and competing here against the Germans. I knew it was going to be a tough call like that, but you know, obviously, you know, I'm not going to moan. I've come away with 2 golds and a silver, and I'm, you know, really happy with that.
And though, looking ahead there, this sets it up nicely. Vallegro is a wise old bird. You've now got to keep him to his task now for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he'll go home now, have a holiday for you know, 2 or 3 weeks. And then I'm going to aim him for Olympia, you know, and I think, you know, he's just, like you say, he's older, wiser. He knows his job a bit better now, and he's not so surprised, you know. He's not, you know, the crowd don't bother him, or, you know, he just goes in there and he does his job.
You did your job well.
Thank you.
Sorry, Charlie.